You know how every year or two Rolling Stone magazine or Spin has the 50 best rock records, the 20 greatest guitar solos, the 10 best hairstyles? This is Studio 360, and in today's Design for the Real World, we went to one of the world's coolest graphic designers to ask him, what's the coolest album cover of all time? His choice was the Rolling Stones album cover with a zipper, the notorious image dreamed up by Andy Warhol.
Hi, I'm Stefan Sagmeister. I work as a designer here in New York and used to do a lot of album covers. I think I first came across the Rolling Stones Sticky Fingers album cover when I was 17 or 18.
Yeah, you got satin shoes!
The Sticky Fingers album cover has the top part of Mick Jagger's jeans on it. It's a black and white silk screen, so it looks a little bit rough. It's designed by Andy Warhol, so it has that kind of like Warholian silk screen feel to it. And where the zipper is, it actually has an actual zipper inserted that you need to open in order to get the record inside out. I was just very impressed with the zipper and all the questions that it raised. I mean, for one thing, would you actually see Mick Jagger naked once you open it? Was the fact that it really destroyed the album cover next to it in your collection of albums, was that a designed feature? Because it was a fairly sharp, square zipper, so it always scratched the one next to it. I never found out if that was done on purpose, but it definitely worked with, you know, this was 71, the Stones were still a fairly wild band, and you could see them not wanting anybody sort of like untouched next to them. From the perspective of the designer, album covers have many, many advantages. For one thing, it is a packaging that doesn't get thrown away. So when you put a lot of love and attention into this, a lot of sweat and hard work, you know that this is going to live in somebody's living room for years. The reason it ever came into existing was because vinyl was scratchable. If vinyl wouldn't have been scratchable and wouldn't have needed to be protected by a cardboard sleeve, there would have never been any visualization of music. But because it was scratchable, it needed that sleeve, and because that sleeve was there, why not print something on it, since we have to do it anyway? By that time, Andy had done a good number of covers. He for sure had done the, you know, famous banana one for sort of his own band, for the Velvet Underground. And, of course, he had a tight connection with the Stones at the time. They, of course, went through quite some difficulties to get this thing done. Album cover plans in the early 70s were not accustomed to handwork, so this was a major expense and a major difficulty. And they actually also kept it throughout the life of the album, which is the reason why it's not really a collectible. Just too many of these things have been printed. I mean, millions and millions of them. So I actually bought one recently for $16. At a, you know, used record store. So there's just too many out there, which I truly love. Like in all album covers, of course, it helped that the music was great. All the iconic album covers that we know of have great music in it. If the music is bad, the best album cover won't save it. My studio did a Stones album cover much, much, much later. And when I met with the band and we talked about the favorite Stones album covers, Mick Jagger said his favorite was Exile on Main Street, Some Girls and Sticky Fingers. And then I see Charlie Watts leaning over to Mick Jagger and asking, what's on Sticky Fingers?
So it turns out Charlie Watts does not know what's on the albums. That's kind of amazing.
Chris, I can't remember what's on my show last week. That was a record they put out 35 years ago.
I guess so. It makes sense. I'm Chris Bannon. I'm here with Kurt Anderson of Studio 360, taking this last brief moment to encourage you to make a contribution today. Maybe you've been listening all weekend long or parts of the weekend. This is the way you spend your weekend, part of it anyway, with WNYC. Then why not spend a little more time with us on the phone or online, WNYC.org, or at 1-888-376-9692, making a pledge. It's very simple, very fast, and it keeps us here working hard on your behalf.
And as you said earlier, Chris, I was interested in that fact, which is that the average listener listens for 13 hours a week on the weekends, to all things considered during the day. However that's parceled out, that's a lot of time. 13 hours a week, 600 and some hours a year. and what else do you spend that much time doing? Reading the newspaper? Maybe. Watching cable TV? Maybe. And those things, of course, you're billed for, you pay for. We don't send you a bill, but we do come on the air a couple of times a year and say, come on, cough it up. We're like the fruit stand where you take what you need and leave the money.
It's sort of radio on the honor system, I guess, is the way I would describe it. We're hoping that you'll decide that those 13 hours a week or however many hours you listen are worth X to you, and that X translates to X for us that we can use to bring you more of what you like. It's a sort of simple cycle that is initiated by you when you decide to, oh, this is the time, I'll make a call. 1-888-376-9692. When you do call, we do have some nice things to say thank you for the pledge you've made.
With an overwhelming number of restaurants and a staggering array of cuisines to choose from, it's easy to argue that New York City is the eating capital of the world. But there's no debating about the Zagat Guide. It's the definitive resource for good food in the city. The 2008 Zagat Guide is just out, and we're offering the WNYC edition for your pledge of $75 or more. Support WNYC and find the baddest bowl of gazpacho in town. Call 1-888-376-9692 now or pledge online at WNYC.org.
I bought a Zagat Guide. I could have waited and renewed my membership and gotten that for free.
And the baddest bowl of gazpacho would be yours right now. It'd be sitting right in front of you.
There you go.
We know that things like the Zagat Guide, the Eco Tote, which is one of my favorites because it's an environmentally friendly and yet useful thing. You can use it over and over again.
And tells the world that you're a WNYC member.
It does have our logo on it. I should add that. All those things are our way of saying thank you for the commitment you've made to us. This is a two-way street, this relationship. We're not just sending stuff out into the air or down the wire to you at home on your computer. We're doing it because we know you're there and you care about it, and sometimes you think it's worth making a pledge for.
And, you know, it does make you feel better. You're pulling your weight. We don't give you a secret handshake or give you a password, as far as I know.
No.
But you do feel something real when you become a member and when you give your fair share to support what we're doing.
And many of the programs you listen to on WNYC, Studio 360 is one that comes to mind. On the Media is another. Car Talk, Wait, Don't Tell Me. They couldn't happen in the commercial marketplace. They depend on this little world of public radio that we've made with your help over the last 15, 20, 30 years even, a place where we can experiment, where we can introduce you to things you don't already know about but might really like, where we can challenge the beliefs that you have and the ideas that you have and have a discussion about all that.
Which is one of the things I love about this station and public radio is that it's not just about confirming your prejudices and reinforcing what you already believe or repeating what you already know. It really does occasionally challenge you.
We're challenging you today to make a pledge in support of WNYC. We're about to bring you many more hours of programming, of course. Right now, though, we'll ask you to take a couple of minutes and call 1-888-376-9692 or just go online, WNYC.org, make a pledge in any amount. Kurt, I assume that you'll be back next week with another show?
We will indeed.
Great. I look forward to it. And if you've already made a pledge, thank you.